Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We'll let that play a little bit there, Ben. Just let that play right there. There it is. Born in the USA. It's Memorial Day in America. Wherever you are on planet Earth listening to me on the radio across North America or around the world on the internet, that's what's going on here. We're celebrating that day here on our show. This is usually a show about small business, but on the holidays, we do something different. We celebrate that holiday, and as we're doing now, this is my 20th Memorial Day, live Memorial Day program. And I want to start this segment with a poem that I love by Kelly Strong, a retired Coast Guard member. Commander Kelly Strong wrote this book, this poem called Freedom Isn't Free. Perhaps you've heard it. If you listened to my show before, you have heard it. I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud, with haircut square and eyes alert. He'd stand out in any crowd. I thought about how many men like him had fallen through the years, how many died on foreign soil, how many mothers' tears, how many pilots' planes shot down, how many died at sea, how many foxholes were soldiers' graves. No, freedom isn't free. I heard the sound of taps one night, and when everything was still, I listened to the bugler play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered just how many times that taps had meant amen when a coffin was draped, when a flag was draped over a coffin of a brother or a friend. I thought of all the children, of the mothers and the wives, and the fathers, sons, and husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea of unmarked graves in Arlington. No, freedom isn't free. Folks, that's, as I said, that's by Kelly Strong, and that's a great poem that it tells a tale, doesn't it? Freedom isn't free, my friends. When you and I have the ability to walk around on planet Earth and across America, we can be as honorable or as stupid as we want to be. And we can do that. We can complain. We can whine. We can stand up and take responsibility. We can rail against politicians. We can call the president names. We can protest whatever our military is doing. We can protest the military if we want to. We can protest wars. We can protest anything because someone paid a price for us to be able to do that. One of the great paradoxes of America, one of the great ironies of the world, of the universe, is that in America, you can do whatever you, pretty much whatever you want to do, including be disrespectful to the people who died for you to be able to do that. That's America, my friends. And it brings me to the concept of liberty. You know, people talk about freedom, and I'm not trying to be picky about parsing words here, but people talk about freedom, and they died for our freedom. Well, let me tell you something. Freedom comes from God. You and I are human beings on planet Earth, and I believe freedom comes from God. I believe liberty is a contract that you and I make with each other. Liberty is a product of freedom. Liberty is our ability, is what we do with our freedom. Well, whatever we do with our freedom, that's liberty. We have the freedom to be, but we have the liberty to start a business. We have the freedom to be, but we have the liberty to join a military organization and stand a post. We have the freedom to be, But we have the liberty to protest those same causes in America. I differentiate freedom from liberty. Freedom is a basic fundamental right that you and I we've been given from God. But liberty is something that we have to protect. Liberty is a contract that you and I give to each other. I'll honor your right to be, and you'll honor my right to be. We even created a document to canonize that, didn't we? The Constitution. And we created laws of varying degrees over the country to make sure those things happen. Liberty. And why do we have liberty? How have we been able to amass this kind of liberty? Because of agape love. Because of the men and women who poured out the last full measure of their lives somewhere standing a post for you and me. And they still are. We lost a Navy SEAL yesterday trying to demonstrate the core that he belonged to a bunch of people in New York City. Men and women are still standing a post in Afghanistan, in Iraq. They're still there doing what they do because of agape love. Agape love is when you do something like that for people you don't even know. And they're doing it so you have the liberty to do whatever you want. That's worth celebrating, my friends. That's worth commemorating. And we do that today on Memorial Day in America. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. I can't imagine
any. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.